Welcome to Embracing Vulnerability. Today's topic is going to be a little bit rough. Imagine being told that I wanted an abortion. Now, I want to ask, because I think as an adult, I would not do this, and I will not judge people who do this, to each his own. What age do you think is appropriate to tell someone that you wanted to get an abortion? I wish that I could take away this experience that my daughter went through. Recently, she shared with me a deep conversation that she said came out of nowhere with her biological father. He informed her that he wanted me to have an abortion, and I asked her, where did this conversation come from? And she told me it came out of nowhere. To be fair, I didn't know what to ask her. That was the first thing I could think of, because inside of me, I was going through many emotions, anger, regret, sadness, and I did not want to say any negative things about this guy, because cursing someone out doesn't solve the situation and it doesn't make anyone change their behaviors. He has repetitive behaviors that have hurting my child emotionally before, and I am aware that as much as I love her and I wouldn't want her to go through certain things, there are things that are out of my hands. So I pray that I'm able to keep myself emotionally stable when things out of my hand happen to my child. I mean, I can't even imagine what she might be going through. When she told me this information, she looked fine on the outside. Her facial expressions, her body language was not giving off any negativity, any anger. It was almost like a blank stare, almost as if perhaps maybe she hasn't processed it. But I didn't want to I didn't want to pry. I just took in the information. I asked her, how did you feel about it? She said that she's fine, because she has a stepfather who's always there for her. And I'm really happy to hear that the information at this time has not shown any backlash. But perhaps in the future, if she does process this, she might change her mind about being fine. And I just want to be there for her. Not sure if I can last too long speaking about this subject, because I genuinely don't know what to say. I mean, anyone out there who's co-parenting and is going through certain situations, if you have any advice, I mean, share it with each other, because sometimes we don't have people around us that can give us useful resources. Sometimes we don't have people around us that can pour into us, and I'm looking for people that can pour into me. I hope that my child finds people that can pour into her outside of the family dynamic, because she has a lot of support from my family. She has me, she has her grandmothers, she has her aunt, uncles, cousins. She's very, very, very loved. I wouldn't say that she's missing a lot when it comes to emotional intelligence. For the age that she's at, her biological father understood that she can handle the subject. I personally wouldn't have done it, but that's just my opinion. Because I feel like you never know how someone is going to take in certain information, how it might impact their lives in a negative or positive way. I myself have to speak on my own struggles that I've had with my father who was present in my childhood, but in my teen years, he was in and out. Now, as an adult, he is present in my life once again, and he's making efforts. He's making many efforts to be there for me and to call me and reach out and spend time with me. And I truly appreciate that because I know a lot of people don't get that opportunity. So I would like to find kind words to speak about my teen years when I decide to speak on my father, because I know he was not able to pour love into me the way that parents are supposed to, but now that he has found a way to do it, I feel truly blessed, and I just, as I'm sitting here trying to think of what to say, I'm drawing a blank. This is the first time I don't write down what I'm speaking on. And maybe I should. I just really don't want to come off as someone who is bitter speaking about an ex-partner, because I knew him for a long time and I cared about him for a long time, and the relationship didn't end up working out because of our age and the lack of resources. But as of now, we're both at a certain age where we should have improved in certain areas. And I can't tell him what to do. I can't tell him not to feel shame. I can't tell him not to feel guilt for the things that he should be doing. But I truly hope that he does improve as her biological father, because he should not be creating more scars and more traumas into her. And again, there's nothing I can really do about it. I'm just growing through every experience, and I hope you are too.